Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, good vibes and variety. And all week long, from 7:05 in the morning till 6:05 in the afternoon, every hour we've got Ed Sheeran tickets. So let's do this thing right now. Text the word flower, F-L-O-W-E-R, to our contest line, 20357. That gets you entered to win tickets to see Ed Sheeran, July 25th, Levi Stadium. The word is flower, text it to 20357, and you're in the running for tickets to next summer's biggest show. Courtesy of Messina Touring Group, this hour's code word is flower. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Fall into comfort with Creative Energy's red and gold sale. Get it, fall, because it's fall now. Red and gold.
Good one.
The Niners. Good job, Creative Energy. Save on hot tubs, endless pools, saunas, and more. Visit creativeenergy.com before the fall savings end. On your television tonight, the 49th season premiere of Survivor at 8 p.m. on CBS. I believe this is a two-hour opening gambit because I think Big Brother is on at 10 o'clock. Big Brother has to be ending pretty soon. I think they're down to 5.
I think the finale's on Sunday.
Okay. So there'll be the Wednesday night show, the Thursday night show, and then a finale on Sunday. Although with football, which can conflict, it might be sometime next week. But I guess we could find out. But Survivor, that's the big deal. Now, Bob, this can't be the first Survivor. When did you start here?
March or April.
Okay. So were we going through a Survivor at that point? Did you watch Survivor?
No.
You going to watch this one?
Sure.
Better than Big Brother.
I'll watch it.
Yeah. And I love Big Brother.
What's the commitment? Like how many times a week?
Once a week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Big Brother's
1 hour
quite
a
the
week,
commitment.
Usually.
I actually think aren't they doing an hour and a half now each
oh,
time?
Oh, yes. Actually, you're right.
I think.
Or they were.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, record it. Fast forward. Although you stay up pretty late, right? Do you actually watch it in real time?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. 8 o'clock tonight, Survivor, season 49. We do have, there's a girl who's from Walnut Creek, but I want to say she lives somewhere on the East Coast now, Atlanta maybe or something. But she's as close as we have to a local. Usually we have a few locals.
Yeah.
The second season premiere of The Golden Bachelor. That's with the guy who doesn't want any chicks over 60. That's at 8 o'clock tonight on ABC. The series premiere of Law and Order Toronto, Criminal Intent. That's right, people. This is Canada's version of Law and Order.
It's a murder, eh?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Look at this hoser.
Hey, hoser. So the CW is where you can find that. Or whatever their app is, I don't know.
The original Criminal Intent was the one that starred, is it D'Onofrio?
Oh, Vincent D'Onofrio?
I think it was.
Was that the first spinoff? Law and Order, Criminal
no,
Intent?
No, SVU was, and then Criminal Intent. But Criminal Intent, I thought, was excellent.
Mm.
And then they just lost momentum somewhere along the way. I think it was because he was having some struggles.
Oh.
And so they did some shows. I don't know what it was, but it just lost its momentum and never got it back.
Oh.
And so.
Well, the original, is that the original still on?
It would only be on in repeats.
Just repeats?
Wait.
SVU's on.
Oh, no. The original is back on too.
Okay.
You mean Law and Order?
Law and Order.
Yes, that is back on too. Yes.
Well, and now you've got Law and Order Toronto, Criminal Intent.
Okay.
The series premiere of something called 99 to Beat at 9 o'clock tonight on Fox. If you like a game show, this is Ken Young Jong and Aaron Andrews.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're showing those ads on football
lot. Oh,
yes.
Well, that makes sense. So it's on Fox. It's 100 contestants compete in seemingly simple games for a shot at a $1 million prize. So it sounds like this takes place over the course of a season. It does say series premiere of 99 to Beat. So, I mean, I can't imagine that they're giving out $1 million to
I'm
one
sure
person.
I'm sure they whittle down from 99 to
right.
To
and
the
so
winner.
Then each week there are fewer and fewer contestants. And episode 5 of South Park is finally airing. That's this is season 27 of South Park, and it's airing at 10 o'clock on Comedy Central.
And is this the Charlie Kirk one?
I don't even know why they say we couldn't get this one done in time. There hasn't been any comment as to what may or may not have been in the episode that was, I think it was supposed to air last week.
I realize there's a million like misprints and wrong quotes, and it's just the internet's filled with them. But someone somewhere said from his camp, Charlie loved South Park and was happy to be
yes
on that show in whatever way.
Right.
And I just thought, oh, okay, well, that's kind of good to know.
Yeah.
That you could take a hit, like a joke.
Well, don't you feel like you've made, if you're getting sent up on SNL or on South Park, if you're confident in, you know, your beliefs, and you're probably like, okay.
Yeah,
because that first one of the season, the one they took down, was the Charlie Kirk episode, and they really sent him up, and I thought, I mean, his quote came from his company, like from his production company, like they were saying, yeah, he's fine with that. He liked that. He thought that episode was funny. He got a kick out of it, or whatever the quote was, but they still haven't put it back up.
All right, guys, Jimmy Kimmel came back to work last night. He delivered what might have been the most anticipated monologue in late night history. And he pretty much nailed it. He thanked everyone who supported him during his suspension. Now, please stop me if I know we have a few cuts from this. We'll do a few this hour. We'll do a few next hour. But he thanked Ted Cruz, who spoke out in support of free speech. He got emotional a couple of times, and I guess we'll hear some of that.
Him and Ted Cruz do not get along.
No, they don't.
They're not bros.
Mm-mm.
So that is one of those moments where the cause was just.
Yeah. And Ted Cruz was brave enough to stand against the president and said some things that were really like, if you watched any of the late night shows the last couple, do you see his quotes spelled out and you're like, yeah. I mean, he does a terrible New York accent where he's trying to be a mafioso guy.
So yeah, I've got
sounds more like a Russian dude, but
I've got one clip from a person that supported him. He was talking about all the people that support him. And
So roll me through. So where do you want to start with this?
We'll do with that one. That one's, since we were talking about that. So here's somebody else that supported him.
It's been overwhelming. I've heard from a lot of people over the last 6 days. I've heard from all the people in the world over the last 6 days. Everyone I have ever met has reached out 10 or 11 times. Weird characters from my past. The guy who fired me from my first radio job in Seattle, where we are not airing tonight, by the way. Sorry, Seattle. His name is Larry. In 1989, Larry tried to force me to do a bit called Jokes for Donuts, where people would call in with a joke and I would give them donuts. I refused to do it, and then I made a lot of fun of Larry for suggesting it, and eventually Larry fired me, and I had to move back in with my parents. But even he wrote in...
Actually, speaking of who's airing it and who's not, Sinclair had already said this is a broadcast company. They own television and probably radio stations across the country. Sinclair had said we're boycotting this, and Nexstar is also not airing Jimmy Kimmel. And I think that takes us to it's over 60 stations nationwide are just not going to are as of right now not carrying the Jimmy Kimmel Show. I'm seeing here, I want to hear some of the, he made like an apology talking about he shouldn't have been joking about murder.
Yeah. Yeah. Here you go.
I've been hearing a lot about what I need to say and do tonight. And the truth is, I don't think what I have to say is going to make much of a difference. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. I have no illusions about changing anyone's mind. But I do want to make something clear because it's important to me as a human. And that is, you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't.
Oh, wow.
I don't think there's anything funny about it. I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion. And I meant it. And I still do.
He also, he had said, do you have that Jesus quote that he had in there? His voice also cracked when he was talking about Erica Kirk for forgiving Charlie's murderer. And the quote, do you have this?
I don't have that.
The
moment.
Quote was, "This that is an example we should follow. If you believe in the teachings of Jesus, as I do, there it was."
Yep.
The other one, do we have the statement from Disney?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is a statement that Disney wanted him to read.
A lot of people have been asking me if there are conditions for my return to the air, and there is one. Disney has asked me to read the following statement, and I've agreed to do it. Here we go. To reactivate your Disney Plus and Hulu account. Open the Disney Plus app on your smart TV or TV connected device.
Hilarious. That's another kind of addition to this morning, is Disney Plus and Hulu are, and ESPN, I guess, because they're all bundled in there. They are hiking prices again next month. And they waited until just after they said Jimmy was coming back to make that announcement. So that's, I don't know, bad timing, good timing. I'm sure it was in the works for a while, but it does feel like, couldn't have done that with everybody boycotting you at that point. Jimmy took aim at the president and the FCC for trying to silence him. He talked a lot about Trump. We do have more clips, and we're going to play those in the 8 o'clock hour. He also had a very special guest, the new head of the FCC.
That was
super
very
fun.
Very good.
That was a bit.
Yeah.
Because the head of the FCC is downplaying the threats he made now.
Don't worry. President Trump has picked those right up. I've got some quotes from him as well. Yeah. He's, I think he thinks because he fired people on TV that he can do that whenever he wants to. And it's jaw dropping some of the stuff that the actual president of the United States is spewing.
I didn't hear any of that, but I was surprised that the FCC guy, who did get characterized as a mafioso, now is saying, I wasn't doing any of that. I didn't do what? The quotes are there, dude. What are you talking about?
We can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way.
Right.
Yeah, we have stuff on that coming up.
All right. So 8 o'clock, we'll do some more on this. I think that, you know, what this screwed up, fiercely divided nation needs right now is some like oiled up hot people running in slow-mo on beaches.
Yes, please.
So thank you, Fox. They are bringing back Baywatch. It looks like we're getting it. Yay. For the 26-27 season. Did anybody really watch Baywatch? I mean, I know it was a show for a long time. What are you laughing
about?
Is
David Hasselhoff currently getting a tummy tuck? Is that what's happening here? He's back?
You know, he hasn't been a part of the franchise since 97, so that is pushing 30 years. Yeah, I don't even recall the last news story I heard about him. I did hear that we were going to get a, remember the show Knight Rider?
I'll tell you the last news story.
What was it?
Didn't his ex-wife commit suicide?
Oh, yeah.
That was the last time that I remember his name come, and it wasn't even about him.
Right.
But
it was his ex-wife.
What was her name? Pamela Bach?
Pam Bach, right. Yeah.
And he kind of disappeared after the incident where his daughter filmed him eating Wendy's and he's stumbling drunk. And
that was awful.
Yeah, that was awful. That was actually pretty
sad.
But that was years ago.
That was a long time ago.
And then you didn't hear much out of him. And then you're right. That's the last thing we heard was about his ex-wife. There's no mention of him being, in fact, they say an entirely new cast.
Okay.
But I guess if you are a Baywatch fan, maybe this would matter to you. They're promising to, quote, bring the California dream to a whole new generation of fans with fresh stories, rising stars, and all the spectacle that make the Baywatch franchise a global sensation. It'll feature all the adrenaline-fueled rescues, tangled relationships, complicated chemistry, and beachside heroics that define the original, but with a completely new set of hotties.
They did do a Baywatch reboot in 2017. They had a movie with The Rock and Zac Efron.
That's right.
And it was a comedy, though.
It was a comedy.
Yeah. Which the show was kind of a comedy, unbeknownst to itself.
It's like right. More of like was it like a soap opera type?
It was.
I think so.
Set on the beach. And
I never watched
lots of slow-mo running.
I watched it for one reason.
Pam Anderson?
Yeah, to see the girls in the bikinis.
Mm. The one time I saw it, and I'm serious, I saw it one time. David Hasselhoff, what do they call it when there's a bomb and you
defuse a bomb?
He defused a bomb on a boat, and I was like,
did he have someone in his ear talking him through
remember,
it, or was he?
But that was the whole like, oh, this guy's gonna go in there and defuse the bomb.
Man, I think those it was lifeguards in a, get some serious training.
It was like docked or something, but it was going to blow up the whole.
Oh,
you know.
Boy.
I don't know, but it was
blow up the ocean in the beach.
And it was up to David Hasselhoff to defuse the bomb.
Defuse the bomb.
Oh my God. What do you go for, the blue wire or the red wire?
I really didn't. This is a long time ago, so I can't even remember the details.
You never cut the red wire.
I was just going to say, I think you go blue wire. If I'm you know, under pressure and force, I feel like red is danger. Don't touch that one. But I don't know. You know, yeah, I've never having personally defused a bomb. Original Baywatch premiered in 1989. It was on NBC, and it only did one season, and then it moved to syndication and did 10 more seasons. So that was, it went
They
wide,
made a fortune on that because it was did. Worldwide.
It was.
And there were people who thought that's what
America
like
was
in California. That's real life.
On that one beach where they had that hero, David Hasselhoff, able to defuse a bomb under pressure, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there was also a Baywatch Nights for a couple of years. And that was like the mid-90s. Hasselhoff was also in that. At this point, though, I mean, it's almost 30 years later. He was already getting long in the tooth. Germany still loved him.
Hasselhoff
though,
was.
I thought so.
Well, yeah.
This is a story. I don't know really much about Elon Musk's parents. I know there's a guy who used to be on the show. His name is Hooman, and he was just like the guy who was trying to worm his way into high society, like at every chance he got. He just found ways to ingratiate himself and to work his way in and get invited to things. And one time, I guess Elon Musk's mom is like some kind of supermodel. She was a
Lynn.
I don't
Faye.
Know. No, I don't know.
I don't remember.
But I don't really know anything about his dad. I know that he's
May Musk.
Oh, May Musk. Right.
Yeah, she was gorgeous even when she was older.
So I don't know how many wives.
She looks like Cruella DeVille.
I know. It's good.
She does kind of have that look.
I've heard the dad. I can't remember what he said.
His name's Errol. Errol Musk.
Shocked me.
Oh, yeah. She is beautiful. May Musk.
But go on. Tell us all about him.
So Elon Musk's estranged father, Errol Musk, has been accused of sexually abusing 5 of his children and stepkids. Oh, he must have had more than one marriage if he had stepkids. And there's some pretty yucky things here. He's vehemently denying all this. And he and his son have had a pretty strained relationship, apparently due to accusations of child sex abuse from several of their relatives. According to police and court records, personal correspondent, blah, 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 he was accused of abuse in South Africa and California. The earliest claim occurred, allegedly, in 1993. At the time, Errol's stepdaughter, a little girl named Jana, was only 4 years old, told family members that he had touched her inappropriately. 10 years later, he's still a part of this person's life, horrifyingly enough. 10 years later, this little girl named Jana told family members she caught him picking up her laundry that was strewn around her room. I don't really want to say it.
Well, dirty laundry's a nuisance, Sarah.
Yeah, that's not what he was doing. He wasn't like picking it up and putting it in a basket. It's I think awful. You can yeah, right,
it's,
deduce.
It's terrible.
So she went to her bedroom for a sweatshirt and she catches the stepfather holding and touching dirty laundry. And her relatives called the police, and Elon was also informed of that incident, and they think that's where the divide began. Errol denied the claim, saying, "I was cleaning up my stepdaughter's room because the house was in a terrible state." There's also, let's see, two of his actual daughters and a stepson have also made accusations against him. He's denying everything. I'm not seeing that there's any charges being, this is page 6. He claims the allegations are made up by relatives who allegedly put the children up to say false things to get money out of Elon. Errol also told the New York Times he was only aware of one abuse allegation, but offered explanations for two of the other incidents. He hasn't been convicted of anything, but I had never seen anything about the dad, and this is probably why.
Has he been charged with anything?
No, there's no charge. He's accused.
He was charged in 1993 when the four-year-old, but then the charges were dropped as part of a divorce settlement.
Oh. So maybe people suspected that she was trying to use that to strong arm him?
I don't know. Mm. That's what it says.
I'm not seeing any of that. They're just saying five of his kids have come forward over the, kids and stepkids have come forward over the years.
And then he was, there was three separate police investigations opened over the years. Two were closed without action and prosecutors dropped the third due to insufficient evidence.
Mm. All right. So, we do have more Jimmy Kimmel coming up, and we're going to do the news next. Vinny, what is coming up?
I'm going to start you with some fast facts after these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello to Mike J, who's listening right now. How you doing, Mikey?
You handsome devil.
He is such a handsome devil. He's like, oh, who are you guys talking about with the panty sniffing thing? Like, oh.
He's out there. Hi, Mike J.
Yeah. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by my friends at Frontier Ford. Frontier Ford's got September savings. These deals are unbelievable. I am driving the Mach-E, and I love my car.
These prices are unbelievable.
Lease the Mach-E for just $225 a month, or buy one with 0% APR plus $2,000 back.
Unbelievable.
This is at Frontier Ford in Santa Clara, and hurry because the federal EV tax credits expire September 30th, so you can get even more savings if you get it done this week. Frontier Ford, real people, real deals.
And sexy cars. You look great in that car.
Thanks. I really do.
I see you sometimes as we're both kind of, you know, staggering out into traffic, and I'm always like, that's a foxy car.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
You're even more of a hottie when you're driving that car.
Oh, boy.
No. Hold me back.
Oh.
Wow.
Sure. Jeez. Yeah.
It was super hot yesterday, and we'll be cooler today. Okay? That's
well,
it.
Okay.
You promise?
Yes, I promise it will be cooler today.
It's definitely a foreboding sky.
So, and there is a chance that we could see some rain and maybe even some lightning. So,
oh boy,
let's hope that everything's okay.
Everything's going to be okay. Sometimes you do just need to hear that. Everything's going to be okay.
You can absolutely get whipped into an anxious nightmare by looking at the internet for too long.
Oh boy. You're not wrong about that.
So, yes, I do think there are times when it's important that you know what? We've had things like this happen before, and we've seen people think it's the end, and then it just wasn't.
Yep.
It's going to be okay.
Thank you.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts.
I know that. Yep. Fast facts. The Titanic song, My Heart Will Go On, almost didn't happen because
near,
director...
far, wherever you are.
I don't know if I can hit it. I believe that my heart will go on.
I love that I have a duet partner.
You made it not fun.
What? You're crazy.
I feel like she went for it.
Oh, the movie Titanic. It was brilliant, and of course, Bob likes it. She loves movies of all kinds.
The Titanic song, My Heart Will Go On, almost didn't happen because director James Cameron didn't like it.
Oh.
Neither did Celine Dion.
Oh. Then what happened?
Then they went ahead with it anyway and changed their minds and decided it's a hit, and it's a hit. It lives today.
It's amazing.
Years later, Celine said, I'm glad I sang the song. I'm so happy that my people don't listen to everything I say.
Oh.
Well said.
She definitely said that in a French accent, though. Can we try it again?
I don't have a French accent. I cannot do it.
He, he, he. Ha, ha, ha.
And by
I think
no.
You can do it.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah, le poisson, le poisson.
I feel like I'm in Paris.
Pass me a cigarette.
One of the people who encouraged her to do it was her late husband, René Angélil.
René Angélil.
There are at least three animals that do it for pleasure and not just for making more.
Do we count as one of the animals?
Humans are on the top of the list. Bonobos and dolphins.
Oh. Dolphins.
I didn't know about the dolphins doing it for fun. But
I've seen some bad stuff about male dolphins, though.
They do stuff with people in the water.
What?
Don't you remember that story?
No, I remember them forcing themselves on each other.
No. There were stories of people who do it with dolphins. And the dolphins will try to do people when they're swimming in the water.
Boy, they'll be.
I don't know anything about that. I have actually been in the ocean with dolphin, not at an amusement park, but in the ocean while surfing. They are huge, and they're actually, I feel completely safe around them. Mm. I've never had a moment. There are sea lions and elephant seals and other that you absolutely will be like, I'm paddling away from this. I'm going to go move over here.
Oh, maybe the dolphins didn't find you attractive.
Maybe.
I don't know how.
I don't know how. To be super, they're slow, they're casual, they cruise right by, they might even circle you, but they don't ever make you feel threatened. I have felt threatened by sea lions and seals and elephant seals.
Dolphins do have a good rap. Like, they are playful and curious and smart and have sex for pleasure. Mm. So that's great to know.
Good for them.
Yes. Congratulations, dolphins. Winning. Duh.
The McDonald's character Grimace was originally evil. In 1971, he was called Evil Grimace, and his goal was to steal milkshakes. But in 1972, they turned him into a purple monster who's a good guy and not very smart.
And is that when they brought on the Hamburglar?
I guess so.
Mm. I used to love all the characters, all the McDonald's characters.
Based on the average life expectancy in the United States, if you're 18 years old, you only have about 3,160 weekends left in your life. Oh. If you're 40, you only have about 2,015 weekends left in your life.
Damn. I don't want to start counting down my weekends.
I don't either.
I'm here one day at a time.
I can't remember. I can't remember who said it, but I want to say it was your boy, Steven Tyler, but it was something about how when you get to a certain age, you start to go, how many summers do I have left?
Oh.
And that's a scary thought.
Mm.
If you
do love the summer.
Or whatever it is that you're into, you go.
He's brilliant. He also said, dude, look like a lady. Mm.
It was one of their biggest hits.
It was, unfortunately.
It's National Punctuation Day.
Oh, is it?
English teachers are beaming.
I love punctuation. A lot of people don't put it in their texts.
Right.
You're losing me with your run-on sentence.
In a punctuation poll, most people say they use periods and capital letters often, but almost never go near colons or semicolons.
Oh. I feel like I do use those.
I don't. Mm. It's not anything personal against them, though. I don't find myself writing in a long form where I would need them, you know?
Yeah.
For the record, if you need to know, because I wanted to be a full service newsman, a colon introduces a list, explanation, or a quotation requiring a complete sentence before it, while a semicolon connects two closely related independent clauses without a conjunction. What is a conjunction?
And, but, nor.
Conjunction.
What's your function?
And, but, or, for, nor, yet, so.
However.
Those are your conjunctions, and that is your lesson.
You can pick them up at the conjunction today. Junction.
Let's see here. Americans say they very often use periods. Capital letters.
Yeah.
But commas come in at third. Yeah, about 55% of people say, yeah, I use them. I use those. Contractions also. I do it.
Very often. Doesn't. Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Question marks.
Well, yeah. I mean, who isn't throwing 15 question marks at the end of, you know, WTF?
I'm a big fan of the question mark exclamation point.
I like that too.
I am too.
I don't know why it's not even like real grammar. It should be.
I agree.
Sometimes you need both.
Both.
I'm voting for you.
Yeah. You know, she also sang along with Conjunction Junction.
Oh.
Which I was.
You know that song?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've seen a couple of those.
So were the Schoolhouse Rock things still happening when you were a kid?
They were still happening. Yeah.
All right.
They were all great. You know, it's how we learned about Bills.
Yes.
You know.
Poor little guy.
And the figure eight and three is the magic number. Did you not get those ones?
No, I did. I just don't remember. None of them are quite as catchy as Conjunction Junction.
What's your function? It's a singing show.
Yeah. No, I.
Yeah.
It's a music station. Duh.
Hyphen.
Yeah, hyphens all the time.
You use those all the time?
Sure. I'll actually use them as a, you know, as an aside, which I guess maybe I could have used a semicolon for. I'll say, you know, da 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 da, and then add a different, never mind, who cares.
What?
Hyphens. They're everywhere. Hyphenate everybody. Just to separate my thoughts. It's like an aside. I put an aside in it. Of course, I don't really mean that. And then another dash back to the, and ellipses too. I'll use those a lot.
What, Sarah, is the number one type of writing Americans do?
Type of writing?
Writing.
What do you mean? Emails or like cursive or?
The number one
type of writing
Americans do is?
Is it writing checks? Because I feel like you skewed this toward your own personal.
It is not writing checks.
Okay. What is it?
Text messages.
Oh.
That is the number one type of writing Americans do. Emails are second, followed by work documents, journal entries, nonfiction essays, poetry or songs, and fiction, including short stories and novels.
Text messaging being on top, not too surprising.
No, and I would have thought for sure you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Because it does.
First thing I thought of was emails. Because I don't think of texting as writing, but of course it is. You are typing in letters. I think of that more as just like a easy communication. Writing, I craft an email and put it all together. And then I ask ChatGPT to make it better for me.
No,
I don't do that.
Oh.
But I know people do.
A lot. It's become a problem. You know.
Not for the people using it. Maddie's shaking his head. No.
I use it all the time.
Oh. ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Punch this up, will you? I want to be amusing.
Make this tone down a little bit. Make me sound less angry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
There was a news story. I don't even have a story for this. I just wanted to ask you guys a question. There was a news story recently about a kid. We talked about ding dong ditching recently and other pranks that people pull. And it was in the news. And it's, I think we jumped off of that into our nonsense or mine, certainly.
Well, it started with the TP story, didn't it?
Oh yes, it was the
Iowa.
Jessup, Iowa has
forbidden it.
It's now against the law to toilet paper. But there have been another story was a guy got ding dong ditched and shot the kid.
Oh boy.
And it's like one of those, are pranks over? And so my daughter actually said, we were in class and we were talking about pranks. And I, of course, didn't get into, you know, my career is built on them. Like, that's what we did in the 90s was pranks. Mm. We don't do that anymore at all.
But well, we had to run it by legal 5 days before we even thought of it.
There was a time when I would be on a cell phone, walk into a grocery store and put the biggest cucumber and a giant jar of Vaseline on the turnstile and then sit there while I'm waiting for my checkout time. Like, these are daily nonsense things we did all the time. Mm. Regularly.
Yes.
You had to be there. It was funny. But now I realize.
Internally, I'm laughing my ass off.
No, you're not.
I really need a camera for that now. Just don't want to see everybody's reaction. We need hidden cameras all over the place for that one.
But didn't you used to do tons of stuff on the radio that was considered a prank, and it's just become no fun?
We used to do a lot of phone pranks, and we'd have to call a bunch of people because not everybody's funny. So now what they do is they hire actors to do all those things on when you hear
became illegal to put someone on the air without their knowledge.
Yeah. And that is, it's over, right? Like, you just can't even you can't even ding dong ditch anymore. You can't.
Well, someone is clearly going to shoot you. We're scared. Like, if my doorbell rings, I'm like, oh no, what's happening? There's someone at the door. Oh God, turn on the ring camera. Who could it be?
Why are we?
Well, I don't know. Remember in the olden days, my mom would always have like food in case company came over. Oh, in case somebody stops by. I'm like, what? We don't do that. We never do that anymore. It used to be exciting when the phone rang. Oh my God, the phone's ringing.
No, there's.
I got it.
There's a comedian that does a very famous bit about it, but it's the company thing. Company, you know, and you dance with the door. Even if someone did a U-turn in your driveway, you'd be like, someone's here. Of course, we were looking out the window because we didn't have screens
anything
to
else
look
to
at.
Do, so right.
Someone's here. What kind of?
Yeah.
It's a yellow Cadillac. Oh, they left.
They just turn around. Okay, false alarm. Everybody back to your stations. Let's keep an eye out for company.
Anyway, I guess we're about to live in a world. But my kid said, they all talked about pranks and said, pranks are no more.
Yeah.
They're canceled.
Pranks are no more. Stop bys are no more. Company is no more. At least not unannounced company.
J.D. Power's annual airport satisfaction survey shows that overall scores improved by 10 points. And these are the best airports in our country.
Okay.
Among the mega airports, Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport is number one.
Number one. I've definitely been there. I can't remember.
Yeah, you had
a kid
that went to was looking
was trying
at school
to
there.
Looking at schools. I can't remember a goddamn thing about it.
Oh, they have a whole PGA thing there where you can go and hit golf balls in the airport. Not hit, you know, but when they have the screen and everything. Yeah. Yeah, they've got that. I used to have to go to Minneapolis for work all a few times a year.
And you hung out in the airport? So you'd get there early to make sure you could use the golf
simulators? I always get to the airport way early.
Me too.
I'm like a 2 hour early
2 hours.
Person.
Then you don't have to worry. You've built in extra time in case
there's
traffic.
Go play golf and have a little fun.
Sure.
SFO came in at number 9 on the list of the best big airports.
Yay. Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's SFO and not SFO Oakland.
Yeah, no.
Or whatever.
Oakland is just, you get in, you get out. Right. Don't hang out.
I don't know
there.
What
is
they're
that,
calling
is
it now.
Officially renamed?
I don't know. It's been in the news and
they
out of the news.
They changed it. It was San Francisco, blah, blah, blah. And then they sued and now they changed it back. It's in courts.
This is a weird one because I grew up in Orange County.
Yeah.
That's where my parents lived. I was born in Fullerton and I lived in Irvine my whole childhood. John Wayne Airport was Orange County Airport is considered, in my opinion, a very small airport. It was tiny. It was in fact, they didn't even do, what do you call that? Passenger planes forever. Oh. It was just private air.
Like, so if you were coming in to go to Disneyland,
you would fly into LA.
LAX.
Absolutely. And then I think it was because so many homes were in the area. They didn't want air traffic coming through.
Right.
But John Wayne Airport is considered a large airport on this list and is number one.
Huh.
I always consider that a teensy little thing, but okay.
I mean, I have flown in there a few times. I really have. I just don't have any memory. The only airport that I've been to where I was like, well, now this is an airport was in Hawaii. It was on the one on the Big Island that we flew in and out of. It was just all outdoors and
Nice.
I just really, it was so beautiful. I thought this is what airports should be. Too bad about that snow and ice people get all winter long, because this is delightful.
Hawaii is pretty great and for a lot of reasons.
Mm.
But yeah, sure, that was a good airport. I remember you guys jamming. I think John pulled his guitar out and there was a whole like. Listeners, Sarah, listeners, yep. John, jam.
I think wasn't our flight delayed, and there we are all sitting around. And then there was another guy who
played the xylophone. No, he had a bass.
He had an acoustic bass,
a ukulele bass.
I can't think of his name. It might actually be John because I met him later. He jams with that guy Josh. I know. Like he's like, oh hey. I'm like, why do I know you? He's like, I jammed with you in Hawaii. I'm like, oh.
And he's friends with
Josh.
No, but then Josh her Z. name is Deacon.
Teal. You got the EA right.
I don't know.
Deacon Teal.
You still hang with her?
Oh.
Oh, good for you guys.
I haven't seen them in a while. It's been a busy summer.
Yeah, it has. 800-400-3697. That's our text number. And you can send us a text. Maddie's on the show.
We don't need to pump her ego up anymore, but 707, I love how Bob sings. She is such a vibe. Love Mick and Kellysville.
Love ya.
Kellysville.
I don't know where that is.
Sounds like a great place with smart people.
Totally.
Maybe that's how she refers to her house. Who knows?
And by the way,
that's a vibe.
you do have a vibe. You really do. It doesn't even feel like you're trying.
Okay.
Yeah, we're done with that.
I'm sorry. For the 408, happy conjunction junction. I was singing along with you. Happy hump day. Tori, listening from San Jose.
Hey, that was Tori. Fun.
Thanks for...
The after school special and the Schoolhouse Rock. Those were such staples in our childhood. You know, you'd know what was going to come up on TV. And TV was when it was on. And that was the only time you'd ever see it.
The funny thing about those, and I now experience this in my adult life by knowing people in one place. But then when you see them somewhere else, you're like, why?
Yeah.
Those ads or the commercials or whatever they were called, the Schoolhouse Rock, they were great when you were singing the song and you knew all the stuff. As soon as you got to school, though. I don't remember any of that or the song or how it goes
right.
Or why or how to put any of that into use. You're going to have to start from scratch, teach.
Yeah. And I'm not going to be listening. So you better hope this gets covered on Schoolhouse Rock. Or
Texters immediately corrected me. It's Kellysville.
Oh, Kellysville.
Kellysville.
Sorry.
I've heard of Kellysville.
Sorry, everybody.
Yeah. I still don't know where it is. But
and
yeah,
from the 925 FY, it's raining in San Ramon, people.
Uh-oh, raining in San Ramon.
It's begun.
It really does look threatening out there, frankly.
Well, it's,
maybe I'll text John.
I told
to wake
you.
Up and
I promised
the...
you. Or I don't know. Bet you.
You did promise.
Well, either way, I think I bet you, too.
I think he wants some money.
Yeah, just pay me. I mean,
hey up, sucker.
For that thing you don't remember. No, that happened.
Anyway, it is going to be cooler today.
That is the news that we all need to hear. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have Ed Sheeran tickets and the new head of the FCC.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.